Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
If Andreas was a pastry, what would he be?
If Andreas was a pastry, he'd be a
croissant.
Danish. A Danish. No, croissant is very delicate and beautiful. He'd be a Danish.
Oh.
By the way, a cheese Danish.
Yeah.
Yeah, mozzarella. Pete, of course, would
he would. I know what he would be.
A hard muffin, old muffin.
I think more of an English pudding.
A bread pudding.
Like a bread pudding.
Yeah, he'd be bread pudding.
What about me? If I was a fucking pastry.
If you were a pastry,
yeah.
You would
old
be a pig in a blanket. So perfect. You would literally be a pig in a blanket. You would absolutely be a hot dog wrapped in a croissant. That's because the outside looks sweet.
You're burnt toast.
That's not a pastry.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's why. You're not even in the fucking, you know what I mean? When you go to a pastry shop, you're not even in the fucking glass thing.
I'm a cranberry muffin.
No,
I'm a cran orange muffin.
You're in the fucking garbage pan in the fucking back.
Why?
Because you're just a burn. It's like they burn it and they're like, they
right.
Tossed it.
All right. Well, you're still a pig in a blanket. You're fat and unhealthy and disgusting, but everybody kind of likes you. That's a pig in a blanket. You're fat and unhealthy and disgusting and bad for people, but unreasonably so, we still like you. That's why you're a pig in a blanket. And Rudy?
Rudy has some sort of weird fruit in it.
Yeah, it's like a passion fruit, or it's like a kumquat.
Like a lychee, you know?
A lychee.
A lychee donut.
A lychee donut, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're like a persimmon, a weird fruit for no reason. You're a persimmon popover.
Look at that face. What are you auditioning for? Apocalypto?
What are you?
I can see you're an apocalypto, can't you?
What do you think you are, Rude?
A cookie.
A cookie?
What kind of cookie?
Yeah.
Just the chocolate chip cookie.
No. No, you're not chocolate chip.
Yeah, you're fucking mind.
You're
not white.
No, you're not white. You're a macadamia nut brown sugar cookie.
Yeah, something like that.
Burnt, by the way.
Yeah.
Burnt, oozing
on
the inside.
Fight your way back. Fight your way back.
Can't.
What a mean guy.
I pulled my back golfing.
I know. Oh, that's so dumb.
No, it wasn't golfing. Sorry.
You just said it.
Well, I was golfing all day.
Uh-huh.
And then afterwards, I was blowing one of the guys that I golfed with, and I had pulled my, when I came up,
that's
I
hilarious.
Just threw out my back. It hurt so much.
That's hilarious.
I was golfing, man.
So you swang.
I wasn't even on my swing. I was walking. I was grabbing a club to bend down, and I just popped something.
Wow. Are you being real?
I didn't stretch.
But does it hurt right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I could fuck with you.
Yeah, I mean.
Physically.
No, you couldn't. Uh-huh. Even on my worst day, I'm stronger than you. It's unbelievable. That's how weak you are as a human being. On my worst off day,
yeah.
I'm still remarkably stronger than you.
I'm strong for my size.
No, you're not.
In my weight class.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Think about how many guys.
Let's think about types.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in this building, my type
dumpling
is Andreas.
No. Oh, you mean your weight class?
Weight class, and we would be pitted against each other. Like
Andreas, how tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
5'10". You're 4'7"?
No, 5'4".
Okay, you're 5'4".
It doesn't matter because it's like, you know, sometimes like John Jones, right, in the UFC.
Yeah.
He was taller and, you know what I mean, and slimmer.
Right.
Skinnier legs, right, than some of his opponents.
Okay,
right?
So
like Andreas might be taller, but we're the same weight class.
How much do you weigh, Dreis?
170 pounds.
Yeah, that's me.
You weigh 172?
170, 175.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I would destroy him. I would break his fucking cheekbones.
No way.
Shatter, no way.
No way.
I would shatter every bone in your face.
Dude, he's a conquistador.
He would sneeze bone.
He's Spanish. They're crazy, dude.
I'm Korean, bro.
What have you guys?
We have so much fucking rage.
What?
What do you mean, what?
What do you have rage about?
All right, name me one Spanish.
Yeah.
Name me one Spanish UFC fighter.
Exactly.
Korean zombie.
Enrique Ruiz.
Korean zombie.
The Korean zombie.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, one.
Superboy. He's very talented.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you think.
Name me one Spanish.
Sergio Garcia.
No, there is no Sergio Garcia.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Enrique Valdez.
There's a lot of redheads, though, huh?
Yeah.
Paul Felder, I think, is a redhead. Anyway.
And Corey, we talked about last week. So you would be against Drace, and you think you'd beat him. And then Pete, I'd go against Pete. But you know why I couldn't beat Pete?
Because
Pete's got, go ahead and say it,
the syndrome.
He's got what strength?
Well, he's got
he's got somebody's strength.
He has, you know, he's got HRS.
I don't think it's hidden.
Yeah,
he's got it. Pete loafs around here. Loaf is the word. Pete loafs around here.
He reminds me of my friend Brady. I've talked to about Brady, who, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Pull up the pole.
Yeah, pull a pole out of the ground.
So, and then who would she fight? She would get the winner of you and
well, with people that we know, probably. She, Esther Pavinsky.
Yeah. Oh, what a good fight.
That's a great fight.
What a great fight.
I would go with Jules.
I don't know.
No, Jules.
I want to say Jules, but no weapons. Do you know how? Have you ever gotten into a fist fight, Jules?
No.
Have you ever been in any sort of fight with another girl? Like when you were younger, did you get into like a slapping fight?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
See what I mean?
I'm too weak.
Did you get in fights in high school?
Mostly when I was younger than high school. High school was a few.
Yeah. There was this Jewish kid who lived up the street from me.
Can we even say that?
All right, so there was this Jewish human.
Right, that's good.
Okay, there was this Jewish human that lived up the street. Yeah. And I used to bully the shit out of him. Like, I, like on the bus, like he'd be eating, like, you know, like a little breakfast sandwich that his mom made, and I would just go and hit it out of his hand.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
And then he would go, "What the fuck?" And we would go, "Ah, fuck you," or whatever. You know what I mean?
What?
Yeah. Like, I was so mean to him.
Yeah.
Like, I would just, like, you know, hit him in the back of the head just in the hallway.
What?
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And so then one day, and my brother was friends with his little brother.
Right.
And my brother would at nights go, "Bob, yeah, can you not pick on, you know, my friend Oliver's brother?"
Yeah.
And I go, "Nah." So one day I was on the, this is so embarrassing. So one day I was on the school bus and I hit him on the head, this kid, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, "That's it." I go, "What? What's it?" After school, there was like a field right by, between our houses.
Uh-huh.
It was like this empty field, right? He goes, meet me at that field, you know what I mean, at 4:30 and we're going to duke it out. And then, I don't know, he must be a promoter or something, but everyone in the school was there.
Right.
Afterward.
Right.
Right? It was like a circle, right? And I go, I'm there, right? I think I took my shirt off.
What?
I don't know why, but I took my shirt off. I go, "What's up, man?" Next thing I know, I'm on the floor.
Yeah, what?
He punched me so hard, I'm on the floor. And I'm like winded too, right? And I get up and I just start doing, you know, just start swinging.
Haymakers,
right?
Yeah.
Nowhere near him, right? And he does a straight, and my, you know, right? Just a straight in my head. Like I pop back, I fall on the ground again. And now I'm like bleeding, right? Yeah. And my brother now, he was in the front of the circle.
Right.
Now he's somewhere like in the back.
Yeah.
Like just contemplating his life, right? And I go, "God, time out." I think, "Time out.
You can't time out a fight."
I know. Time out. "Hey, man." He hits me again.
Cut it out.
He beat the shit out of me.
What
and
was
then,
his
I
name?
Then this is what I hear. I'm not kidding. I hear this. A car, right? My mom had a red sports car.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is on the dirt, on the field.
Coming to get me.
Right? She goes, "Get in." Right? I'm bleeding. You know what I mean? And all the kids are laughing at me.
Yeah.
Like, "Ah!" I get in the car and I never bullied anyone again.
That's what you get.
I know. I deserve it.
You definitely
but
get
that's
it.
Like, that's like, if like it can encapsulate my life.
That's it. Right. You're the bully that can't really fight.
Yeah. I talk shit. Right. And yeah. I talk a big game. Right. But when it comes down to it, I'm a bastard. I get destroyed.
Right.
I'm meat.
Well, but also then why do you think you were allowed to talk shit?
It's fun.
What do you think about that kid made you pick on him? For real. Did other people pick on him? And you?
I think because he played the trombone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He always had a trombone.
Hey, you got to pick on him.
Right. He had a trombone, and it had nothing to do with that he was Jewish. I didn't even know what the Jewish meant.
Right. It wasn't
because
he was
Jewish. I never saw Schindler's List before that or whatever.
What a film.
Yeah.
It wasn't. No, it's not because he was Jewish.
Because I was like in 6th grade.
You didn't
grade.
Even know then.
I don't know. You know, I don't know anything about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then later, you know, in high school, I think I saw like in history class some films about Holocaust. And I think I walked up to him and I said, "Hey man, sorry about 4 years ago when you beat the shit out of me in that field.
Yeah, you were sorry for him beating the shit out of you.
Yeah, yeah. He said, no problem, man.
How did your mom know? Did your brother
snitch?
He didn't
go, scram, kid. I'm like, oh, sorry. What?
Did your brother snitch? How did your mom find out?
No, she was just happened to be driving down. She looked and she saw me getting my ass
fucking
kicked.
Fucking walloped.
Yeah. And just getting my head walloped, yeah.
Do people get in fights in the Philippines in school? Did you see a lot of fights?
A lot in my public school.
Yeah, oh,
and
right.
And they would use like pencils. And then they would just
smart.
Like stab.
What?
Yeah.
That's smart.
Weapons. Yeah, that's smart.
Did you ever see girls fight or was it only boys that fought?
I also saw girls and then they would just rip their skirt off, their shirt. And then, yeah. I was scared.
No comment.
I got beat up by a guy named David Koch.
David Koch?
Yeah, yeah. So I took karate, taekwondo.
Yeah.
And I took it for like 2 weeks. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, you thought you were a black belt.
Yeah, and I thought I knew everything I needed to know, so I just stopped going.
I'm good.
And the only thing that in the beginning they teach you is to bow.
Yeah.
Right, and then block.
Bow block.
So I had this like old Korean like taekwondo teacher. It was in this mini mall in Poway. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You go block, right? And I'm like, block, you know, block, block. And that's all I took. And I remember David Koch and I got in a fight.
Yeah.
And he kicked me in the nutsack. I was falling backwards. Block. And I ended up like this on the ground. You know what I mean? So I was thinking, I should have taken more classes.
Your nuts going
I've never
up into
won,
your body.
I never won a fight ever, but I was a good wrestler. I was undefeated.
Well, that's the thing. With fights, you should have just gone to the ground with them.
That was later. In high school, I started wrestling. And I started, you know, my brother and I are very good at wrestling.
The worst I ever had was in college. Me and my buddy Colin and my buddy Travis and a bunch of idiots. And we were drunk and we were in an apartment complex. Notorious, this Archstone. Notorious, like, bro, fucking, what's up, dude? Everyone wanted to. Arizona. Arizona is just like San Diego.
Wait. You went to college in Arizona?
Arizona State.
What, in Phoenix?
Phoenix. Yeah, we've talked about this before.
Because my brother went there.
We've talked about this before.
I forget.
Yeah.
I don't memorize.
I know. That's fine.
Okay.
I don't memorize.
Lived in Tempe?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yes, of course. Wow. That's where I went to college.
Wow.
But it was all bros. It's all, by the way, Arizona State is all bros from Southern California that can't get into California schools, right?
Yeah.
And they want the cheaper route, so they go to Arizona. That's literally what it is. So it's all like, fucking lift it. That's all it is out there. And we're in a parking lot, and a dude backs up his car, and he almost hits somebody that we're with. Now, my memory's foggy about it in terms of why that started, but then somebody hit the trunk of the car. Like, hey, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And this guy gets out and he's running his mouth and there's like four or five of us and there's one of him and he's like, oh, you fucking bitch, all this stuff. And then I'm thinking not much of it because they're kind of chirping. Everyone's chirping. And he goes inside and comes out with a team, a fucking superhero squad of big adult black men. And I was like, oh, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, yeah.
The football team comes outside. And then at this point, it's over. They're going to fight.
You're going to fight.
We had to.
Have to.
Yeah, we did.
Why?
Where were we going to go?
The other way.
We're on their turf. It's over.
All right.
So my buddy Colin is the first because he's the one that's talking to the guy. I think he's defending this girl that they almost hit. And they start going at it. And right away, I turn around and I'm just like, and I'm just met with one right in my face. And then I'm swinging like a loser, just getting punched by three people, not hitting anybody.
Yeah.
And I go down to the ground. And when I kind of come to, because I must have gotten knocked out.
Yeah.
I had been kicked like in the back of the neck, shoulder or whatever.
Yeah.
My buddy Travis was getting work too. And when we got up, we had to walk back home because we had walked to this party.
Yeah.
So fucked up and sad. And these guys got to go back in and drink with some of the people that were around us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We got the shit beat out of us in the parking lot.
The next day, were you sore and stuff?
Dude, after a fight, everyone who's ever
gotten hit. What year is this, by the way?
My freshman or sophomore year of college.
So what year is that?
2002 or three.
It's so weird because I was doing the Tempe Improv then.
So, we could have been at one of your shows.
I should know. I was probably in the same town with you at some point.
You could have helped.
No, yeah, really.
You could have helped me out.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget that wasn't the first bad fight I ever lost in, but any fight I've ever been in, you feel like you got hit in a car accident for a couple of days. Everything is stiff and it really hurts and it just doesn't make sense. And you're like, I didn't even get punched here. Why is my fucking neck so sore? I mean, everything hurts.
Yeah.
I never after stupid fights as a kid, I never wanted to do it ever again.
Yeah, because you feel bad.
Even
too.
When you win, there's you
there's
lose.
A guilt, there's a guilt there too.
Well, you
right?
lose. Yeah, you lose. Yeah. You always lose. There's no winning. We need to get Jules into a fist fight with somebody.
Yeah. Let's start a beef with her and Esther, I think.
You should tell Esther that she's been talking shit.
Right. That she wants to replace Esther on my girlfriend's podcast.
Right, because she thinks that she's stronger than her and right. she thinks she can do it.
Right.
Look at her face.
I'm going to tell Esther. Yeah, Jules said something the other day that you're shaped like a marshmallow.
No, Esther's too kind.
No, I'm going to say that to her.
No, we're going to say you said that.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, the amount of people that got upset about us even mentioning the idea of Rudy getting replaced
is insane.
It's just absurd. So it's not going to happen, I guess.
Yeah, you're not going to UC Davis. We're going to choose your college.
Yeah,
okay, we're choosing your college.
Imagine me and you being counselors.
Oh my God.
Just go somewhere close.
Yeah. Well, if I was her actual dad and she listened to me, I'd probably go, don't even go to college.
Me too.
Right.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. What is the point?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I don't know yet.
What do you think you'd like to do?
I want to be a vet.
A veterinarian.
Yeah.
So go to veterinarian school. You don't need to go to college for that. But you're the first one to make it out of the Philippines and get a college degree, huh? Yeah. I guess that's important.
Well, I mean, you know, she's out here for that. That's the goal. And it's like.
But she goes to a fancy school now.
Yeah.
And she's out here to get her education. I get it.
Yeah.
But veterinary school is good.
She gets straight A's.
I know.
And if you can get into a UC school, might as well just go.
Yeah, you should. You should go. Whatever makes you happy. But I think nothing does. So.
But I have to say this, though. I'm telling you right now, and I'm not fucking around here. You have to pick your boyfriends wisely.
Yeah, that's a big thing for us.
For us.
Because you're going to bring your boyfriends
because
around here.
Because I don't want... You know what I mean? I don't want to be doing bad friends 5 years from now. And then she brought Antonio or whatever. And
some
doofus. Yeah, some doofus.
Why would I bring my boyfriend here?
Because it's a requirement. We need to meet him and he needs to come to the studio.
Yeah, we got to rip him apart.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Look at Antonio's eyebrows or whatever. Is that, you know what I mean?
He's like, hey, what's wrong with my eyebrows?
Yeah. Antonio's sexy.
See, that's because he wants another Spaniard in here to help him out. Whoever you start dating, you do have to bring them by here. That's just a rule.
Yeah.
You don't like that rule, do you?
No.
Well, too bad. What is this?
This is a song a fan wrote for you guys.
Let's hear it.
Anyway, I'm gay. I'm gay. All right?
Bobby. It's okay to be gay. Tons of people come out of the closet each day. Andrew,
slip in.
This may be a surprise, but you're just as gay as Bobby. I can see it in your eyes. Come to your senses and ask each other out. You'll be such a great couple. I have no doubts you are gay. You are gay, and that's okay. Love you. Thanks for being a bi friend.
Is that you, Rudy?
No.
That sounded like her. You know what? We should go on a date.
You and I?
Yeah. Why don't we go on a date?
We'll film it.
Why don't we go on a real date? I'm dead serious.
It's so gross, dude.
Would you go on a date with me for real? Please. But take it serious.
All right.
But I'm serious. Like, take it for real.
Okay.
Like, dress up, look nice.
All right, let's
do your
let's
makeup,
do, the date
do your
now.
Hair. No, I want to.
We're at a restaurant.
I want to go to a real date.
No, we will. But let's. How does it work? Well, I pick you up.
Well, then Rudy, I pick you up.
I pick you up.
No, I am the guy.
No, you pick me up.
I pick you up.
Will you pick me up on time?
You won't be ready. So I'll be late.
You know me well.
I know.
Very good.
Yeah.
That gets me aroused a little bit because we have a connection there.
So,
you know.
Rudy, you're our server.
Okay.
All right. No, wait. For you pick me up first. We're not at the restaurant yet.
All right. Sorry.
Yeah. What's up, man?
You know, walk out the door and say hi and walk down the steps.
What?
there he is.
Close the door.
Yeah.
Right. Hi.
Hi, Bob. Get in.
Hey, Andy.
Get in.
Are you going to open the...
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I open the door.
And then close the door. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. And then we would have to talk about something that's a little uncomfortable. No, you, I would probably do
you
this.
You look nice tonight.
I go, do you? No, you would this. You would open, you would open with that? You look, it's so intimate.
You look nice tonight.
Thank you. You know, it's funny. I would say something nervous because, right? So I go, yeah, because, you know, I just joined Amazon. You know, I figured out how to get Amazon stuff, and I got these new men's soap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I got a collection in a box. It's like, and one of them's like patchouli, but one of them this charcoal one.
Yeah.
And so, like, and, you know, I saved the charcoal one, you know, for a special occasion.
Yeah, you smell good.
Thank you for noticing.
Let's go. You ready to go get some food?
Where are we going to go?
It's a surprise.
Okay. And then we would have another awkward thing where I'd go.
We'd speak at the same time like a bad movie. You know, we'd go like this.
So do you want
to... Oh.
You first.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Are you go to...
I'll go.
Meats go?
Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, no. I'm getting pulled over. Oh no.
Wait, are your tags up to date?
No, I think everything is okay. Hi, officer. How can I help you?
Why were you speeding up?
Oh, gosh. I didn't think I was really speeding.
You were going over 60.
Oh.
Was I? Wow. What's the speed limit here?
55.
May I interrupt?
Please.
So you thought that 5 miles per hour was a little too much for you to handle?
Yes.
And you pulled us over?
Yes.
Well,
wow. Okay. Well,
let me do this. I'm on a date.
You're going to give us a ticket then?
No, not yet. I'm on a date. I'm on a date, as you can see. Yeah.
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 Where are you going?
Well, it's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
I've known
him for years, and then we realized.
We just wanted to try it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's really sweet.
So do you think we could be on our way?
Okay. I can let you go.
Thank you, officer. Appreciate it.
Have a good night. You too. Yeah.
Jinx.
DoorDash. You guys, honestly, I travel, right?
Constantly.
So I was in Hawaii 3 times during the pandemic, and you know, at the hotel, the food was
terrible. It was not great.
Okay.
So what did you have to do?
All I did was, and I'm telling all these other delivery services are not as good as DoorDash. Okay. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to be honest with you. Okay. My orders, right? I'll show you what I've ordered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've ordered so many damn things, from breakfast burritos to Morton Steakhouse to Saldong, I don't know what that was, Murakami Udon, Old Spaghetti Factory. I mean, I use this app
all
in my personal life all the time. I love it.
I order pizza from it all the time. Sometimes I get stuff from CVS, stuff like that, to pick up little knickknacks and toothpaste if I don't
want
to.
I mean,
run
you
out.
Want Chinese, if you want pizza, you want if you're craving froyo, there's something for everyone on DoorDash.
DoorDash connects you with the restaurants you love right now and right to your front door.
Yeah.
Ordering is easy. Open the DoorDash app, choose what you want from wherever you want. Your items will be left safely outside your door with a contactless delivery.
Over 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia. And you can support your neighborhood.
Go-tos.
Exactly. Or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Popeyes, Chipotle, or Cheesecake Factory.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Call to action, bud.
For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code BADFRIENDS2021. That's 25% off, up to a $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code BADFRIENDS2021.
Don't forget, that's code BADFRIENDS2021 for 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Subject to change, terms apply.
Hello, Tushy.
Oh, my God. You know what? You know, I never knew this, but I didn't know that I had a very dirty butthole.
You do.
I did.
Not anymore.
I did, but not anymore. And I'm going to tell you something right now. If you're walking around in society with a dirty butthole, you may not think you do, but you do.
You do.
And but you have to get Hello Tushy.
You must.
Because we got it here.
We have it at the house,
I install it myself, right? It's so easy to use. It's so affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, it's one of the best affordable bidets out there.
Yeah. The brand new Hello Tushy 3.0 modern bidet attachment is here to level up the playing field for you. It's stylish. It's very compact. It's easy to install. Like Bob said, it's a joke if you don't have one on your toilet. Those fancy bidets that you see that are thousands of dollars or whatever, this is not that, man.
Think of the trees. Right? Because, you know, when you use toilet paper, a tree dies.
A lot of trees die.
So many trees die, right? And I don't kill trees no more.
I don't be killing no trees, baby.
Right? I just use water.
That's right. Hello Tushy Bidet attachment comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty. If you already have one, upgrade to the 3.0 model. If you're new to the revolution, join millions of happy Hello Tushy customers right now and have a clean butt like Bob with every single flush.
Mm-hmm. Go to HelloTushy.com/badfriends to get 10% off plus free shipping.
HelloTushy.com/badfriends.
Anchor.
If you haven't heard about Anchor,
it's the easiest way to make a podcast.
It's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain.
Oh, please.
It's free.
Awesome. That's cool.
There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer.
You do it from your phone, like on the go?
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
And on the bus or the subway, you can do it.
That's cool.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Go ahead.
You can make money from your podcast, too. No minimum listenership. How about that? You can make money with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Where do we have to go, Bob?
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Sorry, I was nervous.
What the
fuck?
It's the same fucking cup. What the fuck is her?
Officer,
what's the problem?
I forgot. What were your names?
Why would that ever matter?
Why would it matter what our names are?
I just like taking gay people's names.
What's your badge number? What is your badge number?
What?
Yeah, we're gonna report her. We're gonna report this.
You like taking gay people's names?
What is your Officer Dominguez? Write that down. What's your number? 6743. Write that down. We'll be on our way. Thank you so much.
Officer Dominguez, wow. I'm Andrew, and that's Bob, and we are offended.
Yeah, Bob.
We're out of here.
No, I support gay people.
Yeah, but for you to pull us over and no.
Well, why do you need our names?
What are your names?
I like to keep it on my house.
So
you pull over gay people, you get their names, and you just kind of like, you know, write it on the walls of your house?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay, we get it now.
Well, we'll be on our way.
Have a good night.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Please don't. Okay, let's go.
What was that about?
That was crazy.
I mean,
it's like,
no fucking.
I can't believe it.
This is not real.
There she is again.
Oh my God. Officer Dominguez. What could you possibly want?
What do you need?
I just smelled a perfume that I really wanted to buy at the store. Were you?
Thank you. Oh, so it's like, it's Men's Nature. That's the company, right? And if you go to Amazon, right, it comes in 6-pack, and one of them's charcoal, and that's what I've been using.
Oh.
It's not really a perfume; it's a soap, but
just
it's a scented
like a soap. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we really are late for our reservation.
We've got to go.
Let me ask you something right now, Officer Dominguez, because I have a feeling that you might want to pull us over again. So we get everything out now, right? All the things that you want to ask me now,
please,
because we're really late for our reservation.
Do you have any hairstyle that you would
hairstyle? Well, I like the Roman cut. I like the Roman cut.
And
I also like when they shave the sides. What do they call it? When they shave the sides?
No, for me.
I'm sorry.
Your hair looks great, Officer Dominguez.
Maybe some bangs. Do it like a bob bang.
You could
thing.
Easily get away with bangs.
Should I get a tattoo?
We don't know you at all.
What would your tattoo be?
Yo.
I lost my dog, so I wanted.
Oh, so you lost his dog?
What? So you want to tattoo your dog?
Yeah,
Officer Dominguez. I understand. I'm going to throw this out there. This is crazy, but do you want to just come with us to dinner?
Sure.
Wonderful.
All right, so just park your car.
No! I don't want to interrupt your first date.
No, it's fine.
It's fine.
You already have
just
three times.
Afraid that you're going to pull us over again. So
right.
Okay.
Do you promise not to pull us over again?
I promise.
Okay, so you're not coming with us.
You're not coming with us, and so you've asked every question that you want. You're not going to pull over suffer again.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good night.
Have a good night, Officer Dominguez.
Thank you, Officer Dominguez.
All right.
All right, let's go.
Let's go.
Please.
That
good
was
God.
Crazy. I've never experienced.
All right, finally. We're here
finally.
At the restaurant.
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, my God. So what do you think about it? Have you ever seen this place?
Oh, Luigi's.
Luigi's.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
Yeah.
And
is it based on the Mario Brothers?
Well, the irony is it's Luigi's, but it's actually Argentinian food.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool. Have you ever had it?
Not really. No. It's breaded chicken.
It's steaks, a lot of steaks and chimichurri sauce and stuff like that. You're going to love it.
Okay, good.
You're going to love it. Oh, there's the host down there. There's the host. Hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Luigi's.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess there's a reservation under the name of Santino.
It's actually it's Santinley, because I thought we would.
That's cute. That's really cute.
Yeah, Santinley.
Santinley.
Is there a Santinley here for 8:30?
No. I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
Wait, I called.
Did you call? Did you call?
I made it on open table. I put it on open table, and I also called and made sure that you guys still had the table on the terrace that I requested.
It's embarrassing.
I don't see it here. Maybe you guys can take it to go.
Hold on, one second.
Stop. First of all, I'm sorry. It's under Santinley, but this is Andrew Santino, and my name
is Bobby Lee.
And
we're maybe both you know who we
comedians, and we have a podcast called Bad Friends.
It's pretty popular.
Oh, I thought that was with Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer.
Mm. Okay, embarrassing.
What's your name, sir?
Yeah.
Pete.
Man, do you not sound like a Pete? But
Pablo.
Oh, Peter Pablo. Petey Pablo.
Pablo.
The rapper, Petey Pablo? You're the rapper, Petey Pablo?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, listen here, Pete Pablo. I have a weird feeling, and you can say I'm wrong, but are you not giving us our table because we're two guys on a date?
Yeah, it looks a little bad for our clientele.
That's disgusting.
Well, that's disgusting.
You know, we don't want to eat at a place like Luigi's. You know, because this is
what?
In the restaurant?
In the restaurant?
Petey Pablo, hi!
Hello, Officer Dominguez.
Hi, Officer Dominguez.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Pete Pablo.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit.
I know Pete Pablo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, so you guys are part
go
of
ahead and have a conversation. Yeah,
sorry.
He's my brother.
Oh, now
that makes sense.
The gay collection of names
refusing me a table.
Yeah, wow.
Oh. Wait,
go ahead, have a conversation.
He's refusing you a table?
Because we're on a date. Yes. Yeah.
Pete. No, I love gays. You have to let them in.
Okay.
Pete, let them in.
Let us have a table, Pete. Would that be okay?
Oh, please, Pete. Yes,
okay.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Thank you,
Officer Dominguez. We really appreciate it.
Can I sit with you?
Honestly,
we might as well.
We have to at this point.
We might as well at this point. Yeah, so.
Okay.
Come sit with us.
Come sit with us.
Oh, let's put up a chair. Yeah. Let me pull your chair up.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
Dominguez, I'll do this for you as well.
Thank you.
Just because we're here. There's our server. Hi. Hey. Hi.
Hello.
Oh, so you.
Oh, you do hosting.
It's a one-man shop.
Do you cook as well?
I do.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you Argentinian?
I am.
Wow.
Okay, wow.
All so, right. Do you have any specials?
Chimichurri steak.
Chimichurri steak, that's all you've
that's
got?
That's it.
Can we get a menu?
Chimichurri steak.
That's all they serve.
That's all they serve. Okay.
Chimichurri steak.
Well, do you guys want to put in a drink order or something like that? Do you want something to drink, Dominguez?
I want a lemonade.
A lemonade
for
Dominguez?
First of all, because you only have chimichurri steak here, so what are the drinks
lemonade?
Options? It doesn't seem like you would have lemonade.
We have wine.
Wine.
And water.
And water.
Okay.
With lemon. We can put it lemon.
You can put lemon in the water?
Yep.
Or the wine?
Would you like water, lemon water?
Yes.
Will that suffice? I don't drink, so I'll have just, I guess, a water.
Okay.
I don't really want wine. I'll just have some water as well. Are you sure there's nothing else back there?
You don't have,
we have energy drinks.
Oh!
Well, I'll have an energy drink. What brand?
We have Red Bulls.
Perfect.
Perfect. I'll have a sugar-free Red Bull?
No, only with sugar.
Okay. I'll have a regular Red Bull.
Fine. We'll take those.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
What a weird restaurant.
I mean, honestly, just chimichurri steak.
Wine?
Yeah.
Chimichurri steak.
Red Bull.
Red Bull. Yeah. And water.
And water. That's it.
That's it.
Well, I
don't know how they stay
simple.
In business.
So, no Dominguez, sir, and we'll just take three steaks, obviously, because we fucking can't choose anything.
Can we
medium?
Okay, do we have an option? Or,
oh, we can
Can we do medium?
No. Yes, medium.
That's the only thing you do?
Yeah.
I'd like medium rare if that's possible.
No, that's not. They only have medium.
You can just undercook it a little bit.
They only have medium.
The chef doesn't like suggestions, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess we'll have three medium chimichurri steaks. I'll have a Red Bull. You want a Red Bull?
Three Red Bulls.
Water, lemon water.
Water's all around.
Yeah, but no lemon for mine.
No lemon for his, please. And no ice in mine, please, if you could.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. Do you get all that?
Let me write it down.
Why don't you just
you can't memorize that?
Can you repeat it back to us so we make sure you have the order right?
You can't memorize that.
I think you guys wanted this thing, right?
Yes!
Of course. Yes! That's precisely what we wanted.
Okay, three Red Bulls.
Yes, please.
And two waters. One with ice, the other one with lemon.
Yes, please. Yes.
Got it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sir, how are the steaks cooked?
Medium.
Medium.
Right. Okay, that's it. Okay, great.
That's it. So, anyway, wow.
Dominguez, how's the night been going for you?
Really tough. I just caught
a couple of gays on the way out to the restaurant.
Caught two lesbians.
Where did you catch them? What were they doing?
What were they doing?
They were speeding up.
Yeah, like the way we were speeding up 5 miles per hour faster than the speed limit?
Yes.
Okay, so you caught them, and what was their infraction was serious enough for you to pull them over?
I was gonna let them go, but they were really angry at me.
Yeah, really?
Oh shit.
They were mad because you pulled them over. So that's...
How many times did you pull them over? How many times did you pull them over?
Five times.
Five times?
That's why they were angry.
Yes.
But I had many questions about them.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Did you pull over anybody else?
Did you let them go, though? Did you let them go?
Did you let them go?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I did.
What were their names? Because you collect names.
You collect names.
Oh, yeah. Their names were Jessica and Olivia.
Oh. Do we know them.
Yeah, Jessica and Olivia.
Yeah,
we know them.
They live over on 18th. Yeah. Oh, so that's good. Did you have any other trouble tonight?
I also met of old people.
You tell me, were they? I'm assuming that they were gay.
The one one guy was bisexual, the other was trans.
Oh, okay.
What's the second one?
The other one was trans. One was bi.
Oh, trans. Were they together or?
I don't know because they were talking really slow, so I just left them.
Oh, because they're old.
Yeah.
How old are we talking?
Yeah.
85.
85?
85 trans.
Right? And bi guy?
And a bi guy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how you would get that information. Did you ask him those?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Officer Dominguez, correct me if I'm wrong. It seems like most of the people you pull over and give offenses to are gay or in the LGBTQ community.
I'm just interested in them.
Right.
I know, but you could like look up online or like ask a friend. Why do you have to pull us over?
Officer Dominguez, let me ask you a question. Are you bi or gay?
No, I'm straight.
Okay, well, don't get so defensive.
Yeah, really jumped down my partner's throat there. Yeah. Well, so why are you so interested?
I just like their personalities, just the same as yours.
Well, okay, that's very sweet.
Yeah. Can I ask you another question?
Please.
Please, we're here.
We're here waiting for our steaks.
When did you two first met?
Well,
we first met.
We've known each other for a while.
Over a decade.
Both comedians over a decade ago.
Oh, mm-hmm. Comedians.
Yeah, and we met at the Comedy Store.
Do you know Bert Kreischer? I like Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura.
Yes, we know them. We know them. Have you ever pulled them over?
No.
Because you know they're?
No, they have families.
Oh, I see. I'm seeing a pattern.
Officer Dominguez,
I'm seeing an obvious pattern with
this. It's becoming a little apparent.
Yeah,
what's
can
going
you please?
On.
You know what? You're offending me.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because you know why.
And you know why.
We need you to leave, please. We don't want you.
I wish you to leave the restaurant.
Yeah, please.
But I let you in this restaurant.
Yeah, but I think it's just for your own benefit.
Yeah,
you're doing that for yourself. Oh, here's the service. Here's Pete. Thank you, Pete.
You only have one.
Pete,
I thought you said
give that to him, Pete.
Okay, there's only one. Thank you.
Mine's supposed to be room temp. No ice. Thanks. Thank you, Pete. Pete, I'm good. I have my water.
A lemon. Okay. Thank you, Pete.
So should I just leave? The water is already here.
I guess you could finish your water.
Oh, yeah, she can stay, I guess.
Yeah, that's fine.
Fine.
Excuse me, Pete.
Yeah?
How much longer on the steak? Because medium, I feel like, might be done pretty close to now. Also, do we get any sides?
Yeah.
We didn't even ask for sides.
There's nothing here.
You guys can get fries or salad.
Well, that could have been an option in the beginning.
Why didn't you say that?
Yeah. We didn't ask. We would just get the steak and that's it?
We're out of fries. So
you're out of fries.
Get salad.
All right. Well, so can I have a salad?
Can we get the salad?
I guess.
Yes, or you guess?
He says he guesses.
Yes.
It's like the rudest.
He's so rude.
Okay, can we pick a dressing or no?
Is there dressing?
olive oil and vinegar. That's it.
That's all you've got.
That's all that. Okay, yeah. So and is there is this? Let me guess. It's just lettuce and that's it.
And chimichurri sauce. That's what I'm thinking it is.
A little bit of tomato too.
A little bit of tomato.
Okay, thank you. Can we have some of those?
We'll have some salads, please, while we're waiting. You don't have soup? This is such a steak, soup, salad.
You know, Andrew, this is a terrible place. Have you eaten here before?
No. I read one Yelp review.
I did the Yelp review.
That was you?
That was you. You read. No.
And I should have, and you know what it said on there? I should have known.
What?
It said a great place for gays.
Yeah.
And that was a trap.
It was a trap. And that's why you were like, gays, I'm thinking about,
100%. A great place for gays is what it said. And I just thought, 5 stars, this has got to be the spot. It was only Yelp review.
Yeah. Andrew, let's forget dinner. Let's just fuck.
Let's go. Right here at Luigi's.
Yeah. Wow. So that was, let me just say something about your improv skills.
Amazing.
Very good.
The callback was so good.
So two callbacks. There's several callbacks.
Really bomb. And can I tell you, that restaurant is a lot better. I know we got bad service at it, but it is pretty good. I think we should go back at some point.
Okay.
Would you seriously go on a date with me?
Dude, you're acting weird.
No, in real life, would you do it?
No.
Why?
Because it's, don't.
How fun would that be?
You and I go on a date. Yeah. We film it though?
Yes, of course.
Okay, well, if we film it, yes.
Yes, and we go on a date and we film it, and will you wear a dress? Please?
Yeah.
I'll wear a suit.
I'll wear makeup, the whole thing.
Will you get your hair done?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Can we get
thing.
Your hair professionally
I'll
done?
I'll get a perm.
For real?
Yeah.
This is phenomenal.
I'm not shaving my mustache though.
Why would I want you to shave that? I like you the
thank
way you are.
Thank you. So wear the makeup.
Yes.
I'll wear a dress.
And you'll get your hair done we're going to get like a good hairstylist.
Yes. We'll get a film. We're filming it.
And we'll go to like Nobu.
Nobu? Where are we going to go?
Like somewhere really nice.
No.
No?
Nope.
Where?
I don't want to go anywhere where I'm going to know anybody.
Well, more people would probably know us at a not nice place than a very nice
place. I think if you and I went to a Red Lobster or a Sizzler,
yeah,
I think we're safe.
Like an Outback.
And we're not going to go anywhere near the city. We have to go like out to Encino.
We got to go to Riverside.
Riverside. I'll go to Riverside with you.
Yeah.
I'll wear the makeup and all.
Well, we can't say that now. A fan will go. We're going to go somewhere.
Somewhere else, Barstow or whatever, right? Yeah. You're going to pick us up.
She's the driver. I want her to drive us.
Yeah, you're driving us, right?
Yeah.
And when I go on then you and I are going to sit in the back seat together?
How cute.
Oh, fuck, man.
Please.
No.
For me.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Are you down for this? This is fun, right?
Yeah.
You brought up Segura and the other guy a lot. You got to be honest with me. You really had more fun with those guys than you did with us?
No.
You love us.
Yes.
But I do believe this, though.
She liked it so much. She had so much fun.
I do believe, and she's going to deny it all she wants, right?
Which is like her thing.
Yeah, it's her thing.
Deny.
I believe, and I'll bet my life on it, that she likes Tom and Bert more than she likes you.
What?
Why did you do that? Why are you doing that? Just to hurt my feelings?
No, I believe it. I mean, it's probably not true, but that's just the thing that I have.
I've been so nice. I've been so loving and nice. I'm like this. I'm like a...
I love it.
That hurts my heart, Rudy.
Why are you believing Tito Bobby?
Yeah.
Because he's pushing this narrative.
He loves you.
You're pushing this narrative.
She loves you.
Why are you doing that to her?
I just wanted to see what would happen. And there was the.
I like it. Look at this. I know. I looked that she got mad at you. I like
that. She got mad. Yeah.
Upstart.
Oh my God. This service.
Yeah.
Has relieved so much stress for me, dude.
Well, listen, a lot of people acquired a lot of credit card debts over the pandy. And I know Bobo did. You put a lot of stuff on credit cards.
I just want things consolidated, right?
In one place.
Because I don't want to look at 3,000, like. You know what I mean?
Bills.
Pages of bills.
Yeah, it's annoying. When it comes to paying off debt, it's hard sometimes. It's an uphill battle. And interest rates are ridiculous and unnecessary. And they keep you paying on this endless cycle.
Hey, guys, do you dread looking at your credit card statements every month like I do?
Yeah.
We don't blame you. Upstart can lift that weight off your shoulders so that you can finally feel the relief of being free of credit card debt.
See, Upstart is the fast and easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan, all done on the internet. Within a 5-minute online rate check, you can see your rate upfront for loans between $1,000 to $50,000.
Ooh la la. Hey, Andrew.
Yeah.
Unlike other lenders, Upstart looks at more than just your credit score. like your income and your employment history. This means they can offer smarter rates with trusted partners.
That's right. You can receive funds as fast as one business day after accepting your loan. That's great. Yeah. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/bad friends. That's upstart.com/bad friends. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/bad friends.
Ritual. I'm telling you right now, Andrew.
Tell me.
Right? I've been taking multivitamins all my life.
Me too.
This is my favorite one.
Yeah, you like it.
I like it. I love it. We deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies and why, especially when it comes to something we take every day.
Yeah.
This is the stuff right here, man.
Yeah, it is. They're clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin. They're formulated with high-quality nutrients, bioavailable forms your body can actually use.
Yeah.
You know what's not in there? What's not in there?
I'll tell you what's not in it. I memorized this. Sugars.
Yep.
GMOs.
Yep.
Major allergens.
Yep.
Synthetic fillers.
Gross.
And artificial colorants. And you know, if you don't, you guys, other multivitamins have that packed with that stuff in it.
Yeah.
This doesn't have it.
No.
It's clean.
It's clean. Multivitamins should contain key nutrients your forms your body can actually use to help fill in the gaps in the diet. No shady extras, like Bob said.
Yeah.
It's available for women, men, teens, whoever you are, whatever you are. Real Ritual multivitamins are scientifically developed to help support different life stages.
Trust me, guys. You're going to love this stuff.
And they get delivered to your door every month with free shipping always. You can start it, stop it, snooze it, cancel it, do whatever you got to do, but you will like it. You should be taking a multivitamin regimen every day.
Yeah. Get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering my listeners, our listeners exactly, 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/bad friends to start your ritual today.
That's ritual.com/bad friends.
What's going on with the baby?
Yeah, is the baby healthy and okay?
Yeah.
Everything is
good.
Have
you seen it live?
Yeah. I had.
Can we bring up a picture?
Wait, you literally saw the baby?
Yeah.
He's vaccinated. He went and saw the baby. You could too.
Oh, I could go see the
baby. Yeah, you're vaxxed up, dude.
And then what did the baby, like open his eyes, little eyes?
Yes, he did.
Oh, how cute is that?
He's very cute.
Honestly, how is George feeling?
I think he's very happy, tired and happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is her third marriage?
Yeah, third marriage.
Third marriage. And how many kids does she have from her previous marriages?
It has like five altogether.
Kids.
So the house looks like a little...
It's a runabout of like all little kids. Yeah.
No, she didn't have five She has five other kids?
Yeah, with three other guys.
Wait. So George lives with like five kids?
Yeah.
Yes. How do you not know that?
Wait, five Asian kids.
Half Asian. Yeah.
And now they have a sixth?
Right.
Yes, correct. This is like the easiest math on earth.
She doesn't have other kids. There's no way.
What do you mean? She's been married twice before.
No, it doesn't matter. She doesn't have other kids. There's no way. I would have known about it.
How do you not know this? Call George right now.
It could be a bit. You're doing a bit.
I'm not doing a bit.
There is no way. Why?
I'm not doing a bit.
All right, let me call him.
You call him.
All right, just everyone shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Dude, give me your phone. Put it down. I don't want you to text
anything. Okay.
Give me your phone.
I'm not texting him.
Give me the phone.
It's down. I'm not. I'm literally. I'll show you. I'm not texting him. I'll show you.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, doing good.
How's the baby?
Oh, baby's doing great.
Hey,
little kid ever.
Hi, George.
Hi, George. Your wife? Hi. Does she have other children?
Just five beforehand. Why?
Oh, do they live with you?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Told you.
How come you never brought it up?
I thought I told it to you guys.
I knew George, and I said that to him, and he was like, no, he doesn't. And I was like, how do you not know?
I didn't know that you had five. How old are these kids?
Between like 2 and 10.
2 and 10.
Yeah.
2 and 10. And you have, so you take care of five other kids from a woman, and now you have six kids.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you something, George.
What, Bobby?
Okay. And I'm going to say something very honest with you, and I've never been so sincere in my life. I believe what you're saying to me right now, but if I find out that you're lying, I'm never going to work with you again. And that's a real sincere thing. So tell me now that you're lying, right? But if you, but if it's truth, that's fine. I will accept the truth. But if you're lying to me right now, right? I honestly, and you would take my word for it. I will never work with you again. Okay,
you'll be fine without him.
Tell me the honest truth now,
Bobby. I've offered you to come over to my place for dinner with my family,
and you won't go
many times.
Uh huh.
And that's already made it difficult to work together. So I would like you to take me up on this once COVID's over and we're safe.
And you have five, and I'll see six kids there.
Meet the brood.
Meet the brood.
Yes, you will.
All right. I believe you, and I'm sorry I didn't know that fact.
Love you, George.
Love you, guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I did not know that. I feel shitty.
Should. See, you've been working for them for 7 years.
But why wouldn't he show me photos? Or
you wouldn't look at photos if someone had to show you photos.
No, because hey, this is a little Sing Sing.
And you'd go, get the fuck out of here, I don't care.
I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
Is that Sing Sing?
He said, come over to the house and have dinner. You've never gone over to the house for dinner. That speaks volumes. He's worked for you for 7 fucking years.
I feel bad about it.
Should.
Wow, so he has...
Have you known about his kids, Rudy?
No, I don't.
He's never said anything?
Know.
Yeah.
Well, she's too new.
Yeah, but I'm telling you right now,
mm-hmm.
I know for a fact that he's telling the truth, because he would, if he's tricking me, I'm not kidding you right now. I hate when people lie to me like that. So if he's tricking me, dude, I'm going to burn him so hard, dude. I'm being real. But I know that he's not, because he wouldn't risk that fact, right? So he's telling the truth. But there's a part of me that wants him to be lying, because you're going to see a side of me you've never fucking seen before.
Shut
up. Not being real.
Why?
Because I don't like being lied to. And I don't like pranks on me. I don't like people pranking me and deceiving me. And I'll tell you who else I'm going to take it out on.
Who?
All right?
Andres? These
two. I'm not kidding you. I will take it out on you.
In what
way?
And
I know people are listening right now going, oh, what is he going to do? What is Bobby Lee going to do? He's acting strange and he's a bully or whatever right now.
Correct.
You've never seen this side of me.
What is the side?
The first thing I would do is I'd be like, I would probably go to Kalala and go, listen, I just have this feeling. I just kind of want to start over. And she's going to be like, well, like what? How difficult would it be to start Tiger Belly over with a different name? I'll be mad at you, right? But I'll let it go.
Yeah.
We'll do Bad Friends, right?
Yeah.
We are going to find a new
people. Fire everybody.
Find a new people.
Yeah.
So come here.
I texted him. I made him say that.
No. Come here. You guys come in here.
He needs to work the fucking
board. Come in here. Come in here. Andreas, come in here. Come here. Pete, come here. No, honestly, dude, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you something, okay?
Here he goes.
Here we go. Last week, right?
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, George.
No.
Bobby says, because you have fake kids, he's going to fire everybody. He's mad, and he said we deceived him, and we lied to him.
Let me ask you something right now. Turn it up. Andreas.
I'll talk to you later. Bye, George.
Last week, for the first time, right, I said, you know what? We'll exchange numbers. Did we not exchange numbers and whatnot, right? Because earlier today, I was kind of playing around with you, this and that. I'm trying to have a different relationship with you so we can be closer and we can do other things together, right? If you're lying to me right now, dude, so does George have five other kids? No. That's the right fucking answer.
You see the right fucking answer. This is the bully. You see the bully?
Pete, I don't know you anymore, right? I don't know you, right? You're new, right?
Yeah,
right?
Pete's brand
Let
new.
Me ask you something right now. Let's build this fucking relationship, you and I, with honesty, right? Does he have five other kids? What? He doesn't. You may be removed. And
God, you're such
Thank
a
you.
Fucking brat.
You know what I mean? I swear to fucking God. You fucking lied to me, George, in front of my fucking eyes.
And you know what's so funny about that?
What?
Kudos for George for finally getting a pair of balls and fucking having some fun. Because he always gets scared of you when you say some shit like that. It's super irrational, and you like force him into this weird bully
corner.
I'm calling him right now.
I'm calling him right now.
Hey, okay, time out. Before you do it, time out.
Let's talk. I'm not going to fire him.
Let's talk. Yeah. Let's all talk for a second.
Okay.
Call him.
Yeah.
And seriously be like, I know that Andrew made you lie.
Yeah.
So I'm not kidding. Bad friends is over. We're still going to work together, but the Andrew thing, gone.
Let me call him. He doesn't. I've never pulled up prank on him.
Yeah. So what are you? What are you going to do?
You're gonna say you're outside because Bobby just fired you.
Yeah,
that's better.
Okay, but we gotta have it on the. You gotta have it on the mic.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, go.
Yeah,
do that.
But let me say something right now, dude. You have to be Academy Award winning convincing.
Well, get on the fucking camera so we can watch it. Get down there so we can watch him get fired.
Okay.
Huge, by the way.
It does a good rate.
George, by the way.
Do not break.
I swear I won't. Bad, I won't.
You break.
What a Call nice me. Quality.
Yo.
Hey, George.
Hey.
Sorry. Yeah. Bobby got really mad. I think maybe you have to call him. I'm outside. He just fired me.
Just actually?
Yeah. He, I don't know. I think Pete is fine, you know? He's finishing the show today, but, I guess I'm just gonna go home, but.
Really?
Yeah. He's like.
Thanks, Tiger Belly for me.
Yeah, there's a. I mean, he's really. I think he's really mad at you too, and Andrew's trying to calm him down, you know. But poof, I never seen him like that. He just broke the Tito thing, the mug on the table, and he throws something at my face, but you know I dodge it. But
yeah, shit.
Yeah. You told me that he was fun. He's an asshole.
There must be something else going on.
Well, anyway, I'm gonna let you go, but yeah, I think you should call him.
Okay,
sorry. Bye.
Very good.
He's gonna kill me. He's gonna kill me.
I think you went a little too far. I thought you
did.
It was fun.
The throwing stuff.
That was
overkill.
You know what I mean?
I wanted to make sure that I threw something in there.
No. You did good.
Yeah,
you did good. The throwing stuff made it seem.
So I'm not gonna call him until he calls me.
But he's. Gonna
but when
be
he calls
so,
you, yeah. voicemail him.
There he's gonna right. be so
voicemail him. Voicemail him.
I'll go right to voicemail.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I'm gonna get fired on the other end.
No, you're not. You're hired.
Hired you're hired here forever.
And if he fires you, I fire him. You're gonna be the guy. All right. I'll tell you that right now.
That's the power.
Yeah.
He fires you. I fire him. We rehire you. Yeah. You own the company.
Okay, now should I pick? He call him again.
Right to voicemail, right away.
Again,
right away. One more time.
Okay,
one just more time. Like when Dominguez.
But the third one, I pick up.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right,
but I need to hear it then.
He's gonna.
But you've done this a lot with him of making him feel nervous. But I want you to be like super low key. Be like,
okay.
No, I made up my mind. I'm done. Because if you're high, he'll know we're.
Oh, right. No, that great acting yep. note.
Thank you.
He's not calling me again.
Because now he's nervous. Now he's actually fucking nervous.
So do I call him?
Yeah, before he calls Kalilah.
Yeah, because he'll call.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. You're right. I gotta call him now. You're right. I gotta call him now. You're right.
Let me text Kalilah and say, don't pick up if George calls.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, dude. I just fired Andreas. And I think I'm thinking about firing Pete. I don't know. Pete really didn't do anything, but. I just don't like being lied to, and listen, dude, I'm like, you know, I was rageful at first, but I'm kind of to my senses, and I think what happened was, like, over the years, I just felt like the deal between all of us, I think that's what the bottom line is, like, the deal between all of us, I felt like it was unfair, and then, like, it just came up, when I found out the line finds a prank or whatever, but I think that you know what I mean? The hidden thing underneath it was like this, my just resentment or whatever. And it's just, I just think that, you know, I think I want to start over, man. I think that's what it boils down to. It's like, I know it's like something stupid and petty about lying and being tricked. I don't know. It was so fucking weird, man. I never snapped like that before in my life. I've never done that before in my life, man. I fucking got violent, man. And it's like, I don't know, man. I can't even know what words to say, man. Maybe we wait a couple days until I calm down, but it's like, I don't know, dude. It's like, I don't like being made fun of. I feel like I was just being bullied or something, you know? Because I fucking asked you. I go directly. I go, dude, I go, you're honest with me. And then you just didn't. You went on with it. And then it's like.
Bobby, I thought it was.
You would, you would always back me, dude.
No,
you would always back me, dude. That's the trust that we have.
I will always back you. I thought it was part of a bit.
It's not a how is that a bit when I call you and I say, dude, you fucking, it'll be done between you and I if you don't tell me the truth. And then you hang up, and now in my head I'm like, I feel guilty that I don't know the fact that you have five other fucking kids.
Bobby, I from my perspective, I got a text from Santino, but I needed to tell you I had.
You were fucking side with that piece of shit. You would side with him. We're closer.
We are close, Bobby. I thought it was completely a bit, so I didn't want to ruin the bit. I did not know.
The bit is the bit. Okay, let me just say something, dude. In comedy, dude, the bit when one of the guys in the bit says to another guy, hey, be honest with me, dude, right now, or these consequences, you know, because, and then it's like, when you don't do it, it's like, it crosses a line, bro.
I did not know, I've told, Jules to fib for a bit before, by saying that she brought the knife, and
I'm just saying this right now, dude, Andreas is done. That guy is a weasel, and he's done. All right, so I'll talk to you tomorrow. Don't call Kalilah. Don't contact me. I'll contact you. Fuck, man.
Oh no!
What? We gotta let it sink. No.
I know, but he's
gonna. He let it sink.
He's gonna lose it. He's gonna lose it. No, he has a newborn baby.
Let it sink.
Okay.
Let it sink.
Wow. Oh god, dude, he's panicking.
How are you on his side?
She knows.
I like George too. This is pretty fun.
All right, let her call George then.
Who?
Let Rudy call George.
This is your acting.
No!
You're not gonna be able to do it.
Well, then call him and tell him it's all okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why don't you do that?
Because he'll like it coming from her.
Yeah.
Because, by the way, he's got a newborn kid. He's probably having a heart attack.
There's a guilt, but not really. That was fun, though.
God, they were good. That was
don't prank me, please.
God, you sold it so good. What a not prank. We're joking about him having kids.
I know.
All right, put it on speaker.
Let's get it.
Okay. Talking about blowing something out of proportion.
Yeah. God.
Hey, Jules.
George?
Yeah?
It's a prank.
It's a prank. George, it's a prank.
It's a prank.
It's a prank, George.
It's a prank, George.
Stop.
Fucking Andres.
Attaboy, Andres.
Good, Andres.
Earning your stripes.
Yeah, you get a raise, Andres.
You get a double raise. He said they made him.
Andres, you and I are done, Andres. Sorry,
okay,
right, bye, George. Wow, that was fun.
So funny. You know he's calling.
My girlfriend.
He's calling.
No,
me.
He's calling someone. To
oh, is he calling you?
Yeah.
Pick up.
Should I pick up?
100%.
Speaker.
Hey, boss.
Fucking Andres. We go back. There is trust between us. We go back how many years?
Many
First
years.
First year, film school at Columbia. Over 13 years ago.
Yep.
There is trust between us. That trust is broken right now. Now, don't call my wife. Don't call anybody. You just drive straight home. We're not having a Tiger Belly upload tomorrow. I'm not sure if this episode of Bad Friends is going up this week.
He's kidding.
When George tries to get tough,
yeah,
it's
just he can't do
it's
it.
Like miss, it's like unacting. Yeah, George, yeah. We love you, George.
Yeah, Georgie, get back to us soon.
Bye, guys. Bye, dude.
Bye.
Yeah.
Well, let's give a little clap for Andres for participating and to Officer Dominguez.
Andres, come in here for a second.
That was good. Well, he has to get off the mic when he comes.
It doesn't
in
matter.
Here.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, then we can't hear him.
It doesn't matter. I just want to tell him something. I want to tell you something. Listen.
He's sweating.
I know.
Go stand over there so we can see you on camera.
Last week when we exchanged numbers, you know, and then today, you know, and what you just did today, right?
Huge.
It now brings you up to a level with me that's like now we're peers.
Yes.
You
know what
I mean? I'm a little ahead of you. I have a little bit more power. But my point, though, is that we're getting there. And I wanted to say thank you so much for your service. Congratulations. Let's do great work together in the future. Let's make movies. Let's be creative. And let's find a way to get George out of here.
Okay?
Okay? All right, thank you so
honestly,
much, Andrea.
Honestly, yeah. Find a way. Find a way.
So you wouldn't do, you wouldn't, let's suppose, okay, let's say I go, all right, I have a
script. Well, is it a comedy?
You're going to play, what?
Is it a comedy?
No.
Well, then why, I don't know why I'm doing
it. I'm just saying that, so you wouldn't do a movie just based on money.
If it was a fucking absurd amount of money.
Right, $1 million, right?
$1 million to do what?
It's a movie called Gay Hitler.
First of all, keep the money. I'm in.
Right.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
But you're, you know, Hitler's lover.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay. And it's kind of like soft porn.
I'm in.
Right. So, you know, there's not going to be a real insertion going on.
Even better.
Okay. But
if I want to, I can.
Well, you know, yeah, I mean.
Perfect.
Let me see who's playing Hitler.
Perfect.
We just broke Ron Jeremy out of prison.
I'm in.
So he's playing gay Hitler.
Okay.
Right? And there's no real insertion going on, but there is like skin contact.
Fine.
Right.
Love it.
Hold the penis skin contact.
Like I said, keep the money. That's my film.